New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning. I have two wonderful ladies here to talk about an exciting foundation. We have Michaela Johnson, the president of Team Boomer, and Michelle Pellini, the manager of marketing communications for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So, Michelle, can you tell me a little bit about what is the Boomer Esiason Foundation?
Absolutely. So, in 1993, Boomer Esiason, who was at the time playing for the Jets, his son Gunnar was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, and he decided, along with his wife Cheryl, to use his fame and his status as an NFL quarterback to spread awareness about cystic fibrosis and to raise money for the cause. They did this in order to really, you know, extend Gunnar's life. Cystic fibrosis is an inherited genetic disease. It's progressive and there's no cure. So they started that in 1993. We're celebrating our 25th year this year. So we're all very excited about that at BEF. And we are able to celebrate the fact that there have been drugs created and brought down the pipeline to really extend people's lives, but we're still working really hard to raise money and fight for a cure because, you know, right now there isn't one, and it's you know, progressive. So there's a fight that just doesn't stop for all the people living with CF.
Can you let our listeners know exactly what cystic fibrosis is?
Absolutely. So cystic fibrosis is an inherited genetic disease that is incurable. It attacks the lungs, digestive system, the reproductive system, really any organs where there's a membrane that allows fluids to go in and out. In the lungs and the rest of the systems, they build up a really thick mucus, and nutrients can't pass through, so they have issues gaining weight, they have nutrition issues, and then obviously the biggest one is lungs. They can't breathe well. They're always coughing, they are always coughing up mucus, and they can have lung bleeds, and it's a really tough disease, and it's a really day-to-day tough battle for all the people living with it.
Now, you said you're celebrating your 25th year for the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Yes.
Now, walk us through how it was in the beginning, and did Boomer Esiason himself think that it would get to be this big?
Sure. So he didn't. We've talked about that quite often. He never thought, you know, he always says they started it. He asked two of his friends. They were at his house. Like, do you think we can raise $100,000 for this cause? And, you know, we're over $135 million raised, and it's been 25 years, and we're a nationally known nonprofit and, you know, well-respected charity. So I think it's been beyond his wildest dreams. And I give him so much credit because he really has used his platform to keep the cause in front of people. And I think more and more people are learning about CF every day and learning about Gunnar and all the people with CF that work with us. And
now, what is this organization or this foundation doing differently than someone else that might be doing almost the same thing?
Yeah, so there's the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and they are really more focused on research, on CF clinics, like more the medical side of things, I would say. And we, because we are smaller, and because Boomer's son has the disease, his goal is always to provide educational programming to encourage people with CF to exercise because it's one of the best way to clear their lungs and to really support people in the here and now in their everyday lives and be that for the CF community.
Currently, there's no cure for cystic fibrosis. Is there any research out there that the Boomer Esiason Foundation has?
Yeah, I think it was before I even started at BEF, we were a part of the Milestones for a Cure campaign with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So we pledged a certain number of dollars to fund research. And that ended up, one of the biggest things I would say is Vertex discovered Kalydeco. And ever since then, they've been finding more and more combinations with that drug. And they've been helping more and more people in the community. I think thousands of people are being affected by that drug. And that's something that, you know, we played a major role in. So it's really exciting to see that kind of stuff come through.
How much have you raised so far?
We're over $135 million raised. Boomer's never going to quit. I mean, Gunner has the disease. Like, their family is never going to quit working to find the cure.
When was Gunner diagnosed with CF?
He was 2. He had a misdiagnosis, and then a year and a half later, and they went back to the doctors, and that's when he was diagnosed. Boomer always tells a story. He was at Jets training camp, didn't even take the field, got a phone call from his wife, and she just told him, Boomer, you've got to come back to Cincinnati, because she hadn't even moved the family yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you said this can happen if it runs in your family.
Right. So each parent has to be a carrier. He also has a daughter, Sydney. Sydney did not inherit the disease, and she's not a carrier either. So it's
wow.
Kind of luck of the draw, I guess you would say.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, Gunner's doing well.
Yeah.
And he's 26.
He's working at the foundation.
Wow. Good for him.
He's creating really, really wonderful educational content. He does a podcast with 2 other girls with CF. One who's post double lung transplant, one who is a working nurse, and they are doing fabulous. It's on iTunes. It's called Breathe In, so people should subscribe. He also writes a blog, and it's really, really educational. He does a wonderful job with that, connects with a ton of people. And then he also helps with our scholarship program. He's always in communication with people when they're getting transplant, because we have a transplant grant program. So he's really involved in the community, and he's making a really big difference. He's become the face of the foundation big time.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about the programs that you have and how they can get involved.
Sure. So we offer a lot of educational programming. So podcasts, videos about the best exercises you can do, exercises while traveling, while you're in the hospital, things like that. We also offer scholarships. I think we're up to 9 now. And so we have 8 various scholarships. The deadlines are throughout the year, so people can continuously apply. And we ask people with CF, apply as many times as you want. We want to help as many people as possible. And we also just started a scholarship for CF siblings. So if your brother or sister has cystic fibrosis, you can apply for this, because CF is a major financial burden for families. We also have our transplant grant program. And while we aren't allowed to fund the transplant, like the medical procedure
right.
directly, we help offset costs like travel. A lot of families have to relocate because you have to be near the hospital. So, you know, if you're in the middle of the country and you're not near a hospital that does transplants, you have to relocate, you have to get an apartment, you have to move your whole life there, in order to be, you know, on call 24/7 for
wow.
when lungs finally come through.
On our next half, we're going to talk to Michaela. She's going to talk about Team Boomer and exactly what that is. Can you just give our listeners the website?
You can visit us at www.esiason.org. And we also are really active on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Twitter is at Cystic Fibrosis. Facebook and Instagram, we are Boomer Esiason Foundation. You can learn about running races with Team Boomer. We put out all of our educational series on all of those platforms, and we really try to keep lines of communication open. And of course, you can make donations on the website as well.
Now, with the programs and scholarships you just discussed, what are the qualifications for that, or the requirements?
So the scholarships are pretty varied. So I highly recommend going to esiason.org and going through. We have, you know, a scholarship of the arts. So if you're artistic, that would be for you. We have Exercise for Life, which is more of a track and running based qualification scholarship. We just have a bunch of different available ones. And I would say visit the website and take a look and see what you fit into for that.
I know you support the Here and Now. Can you just let our listeners know what other programs you support besides the scholarships and what we just discussed?
Sure. So over the years, we have started to fund cystic fibrosis centers at various hospitals. It started back around 1994. We pledged to raise $1 million to create the Gunner H. Esiason CF Center down there, and it's still there to this day. And we also have the Gunner H. Esiason Adult Cystic Fibrosis and Lung Program at Columbia University here in New York. And what's really special about that in particular is that when Gunner was diagnosed, the life expectancy was in the teens. Today, we're getting closer to 40, so people with CF are living longer. just really wonderful lives, but they were seeing their pediatricians. They didn't have anywhere to go. So that was something Boomer and his wife Cheryl thought was really, really imperative, that we create these centers where adults living with CF can go and get the treatment that they need. So we have the Cincinnati Children's, we have Columbia. We also fund a center at Northwell Health. We fund a center at Morristown Medical. We also help fund the Lung Transplant Project, which is up at Columbia as well. So what that is all about is a group of post-transplant patients got together, created the Lung Transplant Project as a resource for people who are post-transplant, because it's not a cure and it invites a lot of other issues with it. So that's something that we're really proud of funding and, you know, really putting money behind that. And then we also help fund the Monmouth Medical Center as well. So a lot of CF centers, a lot of places that are just giving people with cystic fibrosis resources to live their lives and to be successful and to try to, you know, take every day as normally as they possibly can. There is no cure for cystic fibrosis. At this point, the drugs in place just really help extend people's lives. And what it does is it extends the period of time when they have to get a double lung transplant. So eventually, with cystic fibrosis, your lung function will decline to a point that you do have to have a transplant. And that is something that is, as I'm sure most people can imagine, extremely difficult. That's another thing that we push because of this. We push organ donation. It's very, very important that everyone registers to be a donor, because there's never enough lungs out there for everyone that needs, you know, to have the procedure.
Do you currently know the wait time someone would have to wait?
Sure. So it varies for everyone, because you have to find a matching donor. It could be, you know, a month. It could be a year. It could come too late. But once you do have the transplant, you go through the full surgery. It's a 50-50 chance of whether you survive the surgery. So, and Michaela's going to talk about this further. That's another reason that we promote exercise so much. The healthier you are, the stronger your body is going into that surgery, the higher likely that you're going to make it through. So once you get through the surgery, survive, get out of the hospital, you're then taking, I don't even know how many medications to prevent rejection. And that is an issue that comes up quite often. People start to reject the lungs. Again, you're bringing in a foreign body into your body. So
now when you say the body could reject it, what exactly does that mean?
Sure. So it means that your body is it's trying to attack your lungs, the new lungs that you have, and you, unfortunately, if it happens, have to go back onto the transplant list, and you have to have a new set of lungs transplanted. And if that doesn't happen, then you won't survive that particular part of the surgery and the process.
I want to thank you, Michelle, for just shedding some light on exactly what the Boomer Esiason Foundation is. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Michaela Johnson, who is the president of Team Boomer of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. She's going to talk about what exactly Team Boomer is, a couple of events that they have coming up for 2018, and Michaela is going to speak about the mission of Team Boomer. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.